DeLeon?
Here.
DeLeon here. Fuller?
Here.
Fuller here. Harmon?
Here.
Harmon here. Steinberg?
Here.
Steinberg here.
Quorum having been established, we have a brief agenda. Reference of bills. Is there a motion? Any question? Any concern?
Fine.
Moved by Senator Harmon. Please call the roll.
Senators Ahlquist.
Aye.
Ahlquist, aye. DeLeon?
Aye.
DeLeon, aye. Fuller?
Aye.
Fuller, aye. Harmon?
Aye.
Harmon, aye. Steinberg?
Aye.
Steinberg,
that
aye.
Measure passes. Number two, we have governor's appointees not required to appear. I understand we want to split the question. At the request of the Republican members, let's take 2A. Andrew D. Green is a member of the California Arts Council. Moved by Senator Ahlquist. Please call the roll.
Senators Ahlquist.
Aye.
Ahlquist, aye. DeLeon?
Aye.
DeLeon, aye. Fuller?
Aye.
Fuller, aye. Harmon?
Aye.
Harmon, aye. Steinberg?
Aye.
Steinberg, aye.
It's 5-0. That'll move to our floor. Terry Lenihan is a member of the California Arts Council. Moved by Senator DeLeon. Please call the roll.
Senators Ahlquist?
Aye.
Ahlquist, aye. DeLeon?
Aye.
DeLeon, aye. Fuller?
No.
Fuller, no. Harmon?
No.
Harmon, no. Steinberg?
Aye.
Steinberg, aye.
That passes 3-2 and will also go to the floor. Now, on the issue of select committees, I've had a productive conversation both with Senator Dutton and with Senator Harmon about this issue. And I'll, of course, let Senator Harmon speak for himself on this. But I think the concern that I have heard is to make sure that as we approve select committees, and certainly if there are staff associated with select committees, although Mr. Schmidt will make a report on that in just a moment, that we make sure that the select committees produce product or show that over the course of the 2 years session that they are actually engaging in work, because we know many of them do, but some of them, you know, stay on the letterhead, et cetera. I think it's reasonable to ask that over the course of the 2 years that there be some work products. So at the same time, we have members who are chomping at the bit to get started with some of their select committee work. So Senator Harmon and I went around the corner here a few minutes ago, and we cut the deal of all deals here. And namely, what we want to do with the following exceptions, we want to put off for 1 week the select committees with the following exceptions. And the exceptions are this. Number 3, Senator Ahlquist select committee. Number 7, 8 and 9, Senator Corbett's committees. Number 14 and 15, Senator DeLeon's committees, and number 24 and 25, Senator Lowenthal's select committees. Now, everybody else is, I know, watching this in their offices and at home. We're going to get to your select committees next week, but we want to ask Mr. Schmidt to bring forward, let's call it a policy paper here that the Rules Committee can look at and potentially adopt that tightens it up a little bit in terms of the work product that the Rules Committee expects going forward. All right? Is that Senator Harmon?
Yes, Mr. Chair, that does accurately state what you and I agreed on, and I thank you for your cooperation in that regard, and I would be more than happy to move approval of items 3, 7, 8, 9, 14, 15, 24, and 25.
Very good. And we won't take up Senator Steinberg's select committee request this week.
Probably got other things going on anyway.
Okay. That's been moved by Senator Harmon. Please call the roll.
Senators Ahlquist.
Aye.
Ahlquist, aye. DeLeon?
Aye.
DeLeon, aye. Fuller?
Aye.
Fuller, aye. Harmon?
Aye.
Harmon, aye. Steinberg?
Aye.
Steinberg, aye.
That's 5-0. Very good. And then we will plan to take up the remainder of them next week, but with a policy overlay that the Rules Committee would also presumably vote on. Okay. On item 42, the session schedule, I had a conversation with Senator Dutton prior to coming on in here, and there, with some of the cutbacks with the airline schedules, I understand that there are some issues about Monday morning flights at reasonable hours, and so, what's that?
Sunday night.
I understand. This is the way I'd like to propose we do this. When the session gets going and we've got bills, we're going at noon, and members have to get here on, they have to get here on Sunday nights or early in the morning, and I'm sorry, but the workload of the House will demand that. But until, you know, I mean, we can kind of take it week by week, I guess would be my proposal, that we take it week by week, because where there is sufficient work, and it may be in 2 weeks, it may be 3 weeks, that we're going to have the discretion, if you will, to go to 12 o'clock. Okay?
So if more at 2 for now.
Well, just with the flexibility, you know, the flexibility here to move them to noon as circumstances require. Is that all right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, moved. Moved by, okay, go.
Senator Zalquist?
Aye.
Zalquist, aye. De Leon?
Aye.
De Leon, aye. Fuller?
Aye.
Fuller, aye. Harmon?
Aye.
Harmon, aye. Steinberg?
Aye.
Steinberg, aye.
Thank you. So, all right, I'm sorry.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair. Then under that policy, the session for this coming Monday, which I announced in your absence on the floor as we concluded at noon, will in fact be at 2 o'clock.
I think we can change it to 2, however, subject to the call of the pro tem, because remember, we're on call, and it may be that we're going to need people here earlier on, you know, earlier on Monday.
What we just voted on was April and July.
All right. Then is there
that vote didn't change the announcement unless you just
I understand. Right. Okay, thank
oh,
you.
Oh, I did. So it was April, July. Yeah, and I think, you know, just so the expectation is clear, coming April, when bills start getting out of committees, that bill factory thing that somebody talked about today, we're probably going to need to go noon sooner than later. So
I understand that. Could I get a edification then on Monday's hearing?
Monday, 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock.
Okay, we'll change it to 2. Inlet, but or on the call. You know,
I understand.
Or on the call if we need to come sooner.
The proper notice will be sent to all members because they're laboring under the impression that it's
sure.
Thank you.
Okay. And we've got items 44 through 46, including the controversial California Safe Digging Month resolution.
Do you want to do the walk-ons with those as well?
And let's do the walk-ons as well. Oh, but one of them is a select committee, Ted Lieu,
oh, right.
So we probably want to put that off a week, right?
Yes.
So we'll put that one off a week. Let's do 44 through 46 and 2 and 3 on the walk-on items.
And item 43, Mr. Chair, did
oh,
you inadvertently
off.
Skip that?
It's already done.
It was already done.
Oh, it was.
It was
Thank
already
you.
Done. Yeah, I think Senator Cannella did that this week. Did that today?
He did it today.
Oh, the days run together. So let's. Can I have a motion on 44 through 46 of items 2 and 3 on the walk-on calendar? So moved by Senator Fuller. Please call the roll.
Senator Zalquist.
Aye.
Zalquist, aye. De Leon.
Aye.
De Leon, aye. Fuller.
Aye.
Fuller, aye. Harmon.
Aye.
Harmon, aye. Steinberg.
Aye.
Steinberg, aye.
Very good. Executive session. We have